This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
June 6th is on the air. We're in to June 6th, and we're on the air as well. How about them apples? The DJV show. Jennifer off today. Victoria Keelan here. Kara Schillen. Doug Steffen. You can approach us by going to Twitter, at OnAirVictoria, at C. Schillen. There are two L's and two N's in her name. Or at Doug Steffen. A lot of times I get from people questions about some of the experts that we have on the program. So from time to time, I ask my friend Warren Eckstein to spend more time. There are a couple of ways you can hear him every day on the program with his tips and with our conversation about what's going on with your pet, listening off the air. This would be a good podcast, part of the DJV show podcast. The Victoria question to Warren about what to do with her older dog. Warren has great instincts. And so, and by the way, he also has a great mind when it comes. He thinks like a dog. I've been waiting to say that for a long time, and I don't know why. Excuse me. Apparently nobody else is amused with that, but it's okay. Warren has a line of pet products. These I was going to say drugs, but they're actually supplements for dogs and cats, separate line for dog and cats, minerals and vitamins called HITS, good dogs, hugs and kisses. Where the heck is my mouth today? Hugs and kisses. If you go to hugsandkisses.com, you can sign up for delivery of those, but they really are fabulous. I have my new Daisy, thanks to Warren putting her on these, and I can see her. It's really interesting to see the difference in her, Warren. She came to me as an injured dog. She's two and a half. She's still a puppy, kind of. She likes to chew on things. She has a fabulous face and a great, great personality. And given what she'd been through, she was in a cage for months and months and months. Was just basically, she was built as a puppy mill. Kept breeding her and having puppies and stuff. And so it took its toll on her hips. But now giving her the things like the medications that are in hugs and kisses and giving lots of exercise and chiropractic and water therapy and those sorts of things. I can see her. She loves tearing around the farm now. She still favors it, but she's doing okay. And the reason I bring it up is because I think that you never give up on your dog or your cat. Never, ever, ever. I never gave up on Charlotte. Never.
You're absolutely right. I always look at it from the perspective. And you're absolutely right. I do think like a dog. Just the other day, I was driving along. Someone cut me off, and instead of doing what normal people do, I started barking and growling. But it's interesting because, you know, their behavior changed, and we fall in love with them, and a lot of people don't understand. And that's why I'm such an advocate. When you go to a shelter, you should be able to meet the dog at the shelter or the cat at the shelter in a quiet area. You can't judge the dog who's been either abused or abandoned or left alone or a puppy mill scenario. You need some time to really get to understand what that dog's behavior is all about. And that's why I encourage people when they go to a shelter, you know, go there, spend some time, get to learn a little bit about the dogs, but don't necessarily determine a personality of a dog or a cat when they're incarcerated. Get them out a little bit. Let the staff take you out. That's why I fight so many shelters. There are so many great shelters across the country, but so many shelters also are shelters that are run by people that run it like a business. And when you're dealing with living things that have emotions and feelings, it's not a business. The word shelter means taking the best care you possibly can. I'm fighting with a shelter right now. I'm off the subject. I'm fighting with a shelter right now in Southern California. I have a close friend of mine, and I'm on the board of directors for an organization that supplies blankets to dog shelters all across the country. You know, in the cold weather, we give them blankets, we give them toys, whatever they need. Yeah. There's a shelter that refuses to accept blankets for the dogs because they're too hard. The blankets are too hard to take care of. In the meantime, the dogs are freezing. season. They're laying on concrete. They're getting sores. These are the type of battles that I deal with every single day. So sometimes you have to look at life from the dog or cat's perspective to kind of make a decision of how abusive and how cruel certain people can actually be.
Yeah, I get the reason. One of the reasons I brought up the DJV connection on Twitter at Doug Steph, and I do get questions from time to time to be directed toward you or stories. This woman sent me the story of a dog who stayed by a missing toddler's side until the youngster was found. This happened down in Mississippi. The parents woke up to find this kid missing from his bed. They were very worried, obviously, about his safety. Sheriff's Department put out a search party. They found the child. He had autism. He was found later in the afternoon that day in a forest. And the reason they found him is because they heard the dog barking. The dog could hear people coming. The dog barked. And when they found this boy, they found the dog had been with him since he left. The dog went with him when he left the house and didn't leave his side, which really kind of tells you something, doesn't it? They talk about friendship and that sort of thing.
I was looking at a story this morning where a guy passed away, and at his funeral, at his cemetery, they actually bought the guy's horse, the horse had been with the guy forever. And you
really?
Can, this may sound eccentric, and heaven forbid I should sound eccentric, but you could actually see the tears in the horse's eyes. You could see the horse's eyes. And I remember years ago people saying, Warren, dogs and cats, animals don't really cry. And I remember sitting down with a very, very well-known person that investigated chimp behavior and studied in Africa and whatever. And we had a great conversation. And we both agreed that we believe that animals do have the ability to have emotions and cry, yet so many people just assume that they don't. Of course, you're absolutely right. You've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it with Charlotte and the other animals as well. So I admire the relationship. If people could have the relationship, in other words, if dogs and cats were like people, I probably wouldn't like them as much because they don't care about your politics, they don't care about your religion, they don't care about the way you smell, they don't care about the way you look. They love you for who you are. And if people can learn that lesson from animals, man, this is the world I want to be in.
And then there are the signs that your dog is upset with you. I saw this had you written all over it. Here are the 10 signs that mean your dog is upset with you. Number one, his ears are flattened. You notice that? Daisy has this very interesting way of picking up her ears. Charlotte never had it before, picking up her ears and looking kind of silly when she picks them up. But ears flattened, in a horse, it means the horse is about to take a shot at you, right?
In your case, Daisy just doesn't want to listen to you. So she covers them up. I had enough of dogs for today. I'm going to cover my ear. But you know, a dog's ears, they go in so many different directions to pick up different sounds. So much so much better used than our own ears. So you're absolutely right, yeah.
All right, another sign your dog is upset with you, he pees on your stuff. Number three, the dog is always yawning. Number four, licking his private parts. Number five, growling at you. Number six, avoiding eye contact. Number seven, won't obey commands. Number eight, stiffens up when he's around you or she's around you. Number nine, tail tucked in. Number ten, the whites of her eyes are showing.
A lot of that's interesting body language. There's a couple of things. I don't know that when a dog is upset, they lick themselves. I don't think that's part of it. That's a whole different reason, you know, a whole instinctive reason that they do that. You can, and peeing, you know, when a dog pees on your stuff, people assume that that's a bad thing, and I guess I can understand that. But when a dog pees on your stuff, in reality, remember the story of Hansel and Gretel? When Hansel and Gretel, they would drop breadcrumbs so they could find their way home. In the dog world, when they mark with urine, or the cat world, when they mark your items with urine, it's always done when you're on or you're away from the home. And by marking, what they're doing is leaving their scent, so in fact, in their mind, you can find your way home. Then you come in the house and you yell at the dog for peeing on your carpet when in fact he was peeing because he wanted you to come home.
He's like, "Hey, I just love you."
That's why we make our dogs neurotic. But in reality, generally speaking, when a dog pees, usually it's around the pillow or on a bed or something to that effect where your strong scent is. It's a way of marking so you will find your way back home.
Right,
now you feel guilty, don't you?
Yeah, well, she hasn't done that for me. She's pooped a couple times in the house. And I think that's just because she didn't know she was pooping in the crate that she was in for those months.
Exactly.
So she's gotten away from it. But are there such things as punishment poops when a dog is upset with you? That was one of the things that was on this list. That
I give them a lot of credit, but I can't see any dog sitting down and saying, you know, that guy Doug, he left me alone, he forgot to feed me. You know what I'm gonna, I think I'm going to go poop over there. I'll show him. I don't think they analyze it. I think a dog poops when he has to poop. I don't think, and the only other way that can happen, if let's say your dog isn't housebroken and he is pooping a lot, and when you come home and you're paying a lot of attention, bad dog, fooey, what did you do? Wait till daddy comes home. Mm-hmm. Then in reality, what you're doing is you're reinforcing a negative behavior, which a lot of people do.
All right. Here's a final item. Pet owners say they want their vet to remain actively involved when it comes to medicating their animals. There's a survey that came out from VetCentric showing that 96% of those with companion animals believe it's important their veterinarian stay connected with this aspect of the pet care. 51% said this was very important. They also feel that getting their pet's medication directly from the vet is a way to accomplish this. So my question to you, we have an epidemic of drugs being dispensed to humans. Is that a problem with pets as well?
Yes, it can be. Very often someone will go and say, listen, hey, doc, give me something to calm my dog down. Rather than look at it from a behavioral standpoint, the doc will give him Valium or Xanax or whatever to calm the dog down. So that's and you hit another point also. In terms of medication, you don't have to buy your medication. There are new laws. You don't have to buy your medication at the veterinary hospital. You can ask the vet to give you a written prescription, and you can often save a lot of money by going to like a Walgreens or a Walmart or Target, whatever. However, if your dog is on a drug like insulin every day, then it may be a good idea to spend the extra money so you can have that monitoring effect with your veterinarian back and forth on a regular basis.
And also compound pharmacies can really help you save. My dog's on heart medicine, so the compound pharmacy has saved us a lot of money.
All right, good advice. A lot of good things at thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein, always wonderful to have you here. Thank you for your time. Speaking of times, 18 after the hour, time for you to think about last night and how well you slept or you didn't sleep. If you didn't sleep well, and you do have MyPillows, maybe there are other things at MyPillow.com that you should be considering to make your rest even better. For example, this week they have a mattress topper special going on. You know, they have a number of things, all kinds of pillows, all kinds of things, mattresses, and this mattress topper looks like quite the thing. It's for standard beds, or I guess any size bed, frankly, twin, XL, full size, queen size, king size, that sort of thing. MyPillow patented foam is layer one. Layer two is a foam. There are three layers of foam in this mattress topper. I don't know if the rest of them are all like this, but I know I have one, and it really is comfortable to get into bed and feel that extra support. It's easily removed. The zipper is there. 60-day money-back guarantee as usual. So you use it for 2 months. Don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. That's it. And it's guaranteed personally by Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Save lots of money. Use the code DJV for the pillow specials, the mattress topper specials, whatever it is that you want. You'll get a deal using DJV as the code when you go to MyPillow.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Step one, you signed a lease for a new office space. Step two, you notified your clients and updated your letterhead. Step three, what is step three? Oh, right, now you have to move everything. Relax. Staples has you covered with moving boxes, packing tape, bubble roll, everything you need. All at great low prices. And now at Staples, select moving boxes are only $1. Staples, come in store today and get your moving supplies in one easy step.
N62318, in store only. Good on SKU 742294 and 834945.
Healthcare reform is confusing. But whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
So in the entertainment news at 23 and change past the hour on the DJV show, Victoria and Karen and I focusing on Melissa Rivers, who, remember, lived with her mother Joan for a long time, and now she's letting go of the home. You know what really is shocking? Joan Rivers died 4 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
That really, you know,
yeah.
I'm thinking that, and woof. Anyway, she would have celebrated her 85th birthday this week. It listed the Pacific Palisades home that they had together out. They lived together for 20 years. I remember this home wasn't very far from the house that I had down in Santa Monica Canyon. It's not overly done. I mean, $6 million for a house in Pacific Palisades is no, it's no castle. It's not close to the water. It's a nice place, but you know, it's nothing. It's a six-bed, six-bath. They call it an estate unless they drive around. Look at the rest of Pacific Palisades. And then you know what an estate is. One of the things I liked about it is that she had a little bungalow with it. The houses, that's what I like about it. Now I'm finding when I stay in the wintertime, I don't want to own a home anymore out there, but a lot of the bigger homes have these little cute bungalows. That's where I stayed last year, and little bungalow. And there's plenty of, you know, it's usually a bedroom or two and that kind of stuff. So that's the story on Melissa Rivers. I've always thought she was quite interesting. Is that the right word? I thought she's very smart.
She is,
she
yep.
Learned a lot from her mother, but she was smart on her own.
Yeah. I've interviewed her a couple times. I love Melissa Rivers.
You like her.
She's fabulous. Yep.
All right, 25 after the hour. Speaking of fab, musically, Beyonce and Jay-Z fans can win tickets now, according to the announcement today, to their new tour. This is a new initiative to support their upcoming On the Run 2 tour. Both Beyonce and Jay-Z are offering fans the opportunity to win free tickets in exchange for performing good acts, charitable acts, which is very cool, I think, anyway.
Love this.
Beyonce's Be Good Foundation, teaming up with the Prince Trust in the UK and Global Citizen elsewhere on a plan to reward fans for performing acts of kindness through these organizations. Foundation said, quote, "The Be Good, Do Good initiative, along with our amazing partners, is calling upon you to lift your voices. whenever you are and whatever your skills, talents, and resources, this has got to be your... You know, everybody has talents that are of value to other people in the community. So do that, and you'll be able to... I'm not sure what the how that operates, or how do they get the tickets?
Well, I think through the site, you go in, and then you enter into the program, and then however many points you accrue, I think that earns you tickets.
I believe today is the first day of the tour opening up in Europe, and then it comes to the U.S. later in the month. So something, but certainly a good initiative, well thought out. Good. Good for them. Also in the music news today, iHeartRadio's annual music festival has announced their lineup. It'll be in Las Vegas, as usual, in September. All-star lineup includes Justin Timberlake, Jack White, Carrie Underwood, Mariah Carey, The Imagine Dragons, Jason Aldean, Sam Smith, Luke Bryan, Leonard Skinner, Panic at the Disco, Kelly Clarkson, Shawn Mendes, and Logic. And apparently there are some others that are trying to...
That's a huge lineup.
That is a big lineup. Well, this is a big thing. This is... What iHeart uses, I say this lovingly as an excuse, this is a huge moneymaker for them and a huge attention getter for their radio stations, the music radio stations, and it's always hosted by Ryan. It's at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Isn't it interesting now, I've stopped, you don't have to say his last name anymore. Everybody knows when you say Ryan, people know who you're talking about, right? Isn't that the case?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, right. On the CW network. So, that'll be something, but they're putting together all the people that'll be there. It'll be a good show. Always is. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, say hello to the new Mercedes-Benz AMG E53 sedan. It has a new engine, a 48-volt electrical system, fully variable all-wheel drive, large brakes, and more equipment features. The centerpiece of the new E53 sedan is the electrified AMG engine, 3-liter inline-six turbo with 429 horsepower. The AMG E53 sedan will be available as a 2019 model year vehicle by the end of this year. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect feeder, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4370.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico is slapping tariffs on billions of dollars in American goods in retaliation to Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum. American pork producers in particular will be hurt by these tariffs as Mexico is the largest export market for U.S. pork. The White House communications aide who made light of John McCain's brain cancer is now out of a job.
Kelly Sadler faced a lot of fire last month in her response to Senator John McCain's opposition of Gina Haspel as CIA director. She said it didn't matter what McCain thought because he's dying anyway. A statement from the White House simply says that Sadler is no longer with the administration.
That's correspondent Wendy King. Fashion icon Kate Spade, who committed suicide yesterday, reportedly left a note asking her teenage daughter not to blame herself. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Lots of class here on the DJV program, if I do say so myself, and I know class when I hear it. I'm the head of the class. Also in the class is Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the program today, the DJV way to welcome in the day. If you like to read and you're preparing for summer vacation, you have these beach books around, new list of best-selling books just released, A Hitchhiker's Guide to Burger King. The Nancy Drew Albert Einstein Affair, another new book, The Unabridged Philosophy of Vanna White, a one-page study. Let's see here, the musical book of Headaches, and a new book called The 30 Days to a Slimmer Diet, The Electric Chair. So all of those books will be out on the newsstands this summer, maybe.
Okay. Fascinating reads.
Yeah. You know, I'll occupy myself this summer. So let's get to, I'm looking at my daughter's Facebook page. Is a picture of my grandson, Miles, with an I voted sticker, because he went with his mother to vote.
He's starting young.
He's starting young, and he's very tuned into what's going on. So yesterday, not only did California, but eight other states voting, but California seems to be grabbing a lot of people's attention. You want to run through some of the results as you have them, Victoria?
Well, yeah. So in California, the part of the reason that it's creating headlines and it's trending on Twitter is because some of the races have not been decided yet. And so they may not be decided for a week, and they're still counting votes. And this is some key House contests here that are, you know, the Democrats are hoping to secure these seats. And so, and this is a predictor of what may happen in the midterm elections in November. So that's still really a developing story. But around the country, there were, I think, 8 states that had primaries yesterday, and a trend that has been clear already in the 2018 primaries is continuing, and it's that women are having a really good go of it. And it was another big night for female candidates, some of whom took steps towards breaking their state's gender barriers. In South Dakota, Republican Representative Kristi Noem, but she won the primary and is now likely to become the state's first female governor. In Iowa, Democrats Cindy Axne and Abby Finkenauer are going to become the state's first female House members. And in New Mexico, Democrat Deb Haaland, her win puts her on track to become the nation's first Native American congresswoman. So, big night for women.
Very nicely done. Yep, it is a big night. Other political items, Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, has canceled the August recess for the Senate, and he can do that because he's the majority leader of the Senate. He says the Senate will skip its August recess to press ahead confirming presidential nominees, passing spending bills. That's what we need. Have them spend more time spending more money. Yay. Yeah.
I thought the Republican Party was all about not
saving money. Yeah. Right. You thought that, right? Senators should expect, he said, to remain in session to pass legislation, including appropriation bills, to make additional progress on the president's nominees as well. They have 278 nominees waiting for confirmation. Why is it so hard? This has been going on for years, since back to the Bush times, when it was difficult. I don't know whether we were so focused on Iraq and stuff like that, that these nominees, but during Obama's years, there was a log jam, and now it continues. This is a very interesting.
Well, a lot of Democrats are not happy about this because they're accusing McConnell of having this whole thing being very strategic because it keeps Democrats off the campaign trail. So
no.
they're not happy.
Oh, come on, please,
know,
Victoria,
right?
Don't say come on. They wouldn't do something like that. It's horrible. Even think about that. All right, here's some more government news. This has to do with the continuing saga of what's going on in Puerto Rico. You may remember last week, I think we were the only ones talking about this. People said, huh? What are you talking about? The numbers weren't right. Mm-hmm. The numbers were so wrong, so off, so bad. And even after the announcement that there were 4,600 people who died instead of 70, which is what the government said after Hurricane Maria, now a judge has ruled that the death records are a matter of public information and they have to be released. So why were they holding back? That's the question. So what? I mean, not so what that 4,600 people are dead, but what did they save? What was what's the object lesson here? I don't get it.
I think the problem is the people in Puerto Rico they didn't have an official death toll because they didn't have electricity. So and I hate to be crass about this, but the bodies weren't able to be processed. Yeah. And so people were burying loved ones on their own without, going through a morgue or any type of thing. There are no death certificates issued. It's kind of a free for all. And so now the fact that these Harvard kids and there was another school involved, too. They were on the ground going door to door, old-fashioned style, taking a census of how many loved ones did you lose and who's still missing and things like that. That's where this number came from. And yeah, it's still going to be climbing. So they still don't really know how many people have actually died in this storm. But the question for me, though, and you're right, we are the only people talking about that. That was actually confirmed last Friday by Michael Harrison, when we do the countdown show, he said, you guys are the only people talking about it. It didn't even make the top 10 list of topics that were being talked about. And he said, there's just a perception that Puerto Ricans are not Americans and people just don't care. It's out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's a shame. These are our American fellow citizens. And where's the government? Has the White House said anything since these numbers came out? Because I haven't heard anything. Has anyone else heard?
I don't know what they're doing. FEMA has a $3 billion budget. What the heck are they doing with the money?
According to people on the ground there, and there are a lot of organizations that are there handing money out and you know, debit cards and things like that so the people can buy supplies, all the Puerto Rican people say the same thing. They never saw anybody from FEMA. There are generators that are sitting in a warehouse that were never distributed. FEMA, it's a disaster.
The last three administrations has been a joke.
What is the
money
problem?
That's poured in there? It's another government bureaucracy boondoggle. They can't get their ass away from whatever problems. Can you imagine? Was it after Katrina when Bush was president? 8,000 of those mobile homes that were built sat in a parking lot, and I think they're still there. They just were made, built, sent to this parking lot, and they never were used. That kind
of the other problem is
how
the
do you
ones
mess that up?
Right, and the ones that were being used, were only supposed to be used for 30 days. People lived in them for over two years, and there's the formaldehyde gave people lung cancer. There's formaldehyde in the lining of these trailers. They were toxic trailers that people were living
in. Where the hell is the EPA when it comes to that kind of stuff? That's the job they should be
it's
doing,
exhausting.
Not chasing farmers around to call a puddle in their driveway a riverway.
It's true.
All right, so Kate Spade, the passing, the suicide. She was a well-known fashion designer. A lot of people at the age of 55 is way too young. She had quite a career, though, it would appear, from what you told me earlier, Victoria.
Yeah, she sold her business 10 years ago for $125 million. So, But obviously there were some mental health issues there that were not known. Her friends and family, everyone issuing, you know, tributes on Twitter and social media just seemed to be shocked by it. Said she always had a smile on her face. No one seemed to really believe that there was anything else going on, but clearly she hanged herself in her own apartment and her husband was in the apartment. While they have a 13-year-old daughter who had left for school. She left a note. She told her husband and her daughter not to blame themselves. But obviously there was a lot more going on. And this is just, yet again, it's another case of not talking about mental health enough, I think, in this country.
Yep, I agree with you 100% on that one. So the NBA Finals, where are we with all of that? Who's
game
on
three
first
tonight?
Who's on second? Yeah.
Yep, game three tonight.
Who's the
Golden
winner?
Golden State Warriors.
Where's your husband?
I don't know.
Your husband's in the sports business.
Golden State Warriors are on first, and the Cavaliers are on second, I guess, because it's 2-0 Golden State. They're up.
This is
the third game. Right. They're in Cleveland, so we'll see if LeBron and the rest of the crew on the Cavaliers can pull through.
All right. Kissing off Wells Fargo up next. Right now I want to help you kiss off some of that excess weight that you have. And at the same time, I give you energy. A lot of people go on to diets. They lose weight, but they lose their energy. They're very lethargic. I don't want them. And you know what it sounds like if you're living with somebody who's on a diet. Everything is awful. Well, not if you're on Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. No, just the opposite, in fact. This is the way, without any kind of gibberish. This is an all-natural. This is very interesting how the science was done to come up with using as an active ingredient collagen protein. We all know we have to have protein in our bodies and our diet. Collagen is what bodies are made from. Your body, the most important protein in your body is collagen. And as you get older, the amount of collagen in your body starts to decline. You may have had some work done on your face, and you go see the doctor, the face doctor. This is what he told me when I was 40, and I didn't like all the stuff left over when I was a teenager, all of the scars and stuff from my acne, so I wanted to get rid of it. And he said, okay, the collagen level in your body is going way down, so you need to plump up your face with collagen. And so that was my first experience with collagen. Then I realized how it's being used for other things, can be used. Using collagen, it's amazing. It helps stimulate your body to reproduce more collagen. And that's what Calotren basically is all about. more stimulation, more protein, so you develop muscle mass, lean muscle mass, keeps your body functioning more efficiently, and you lose the weight. Take it from me, I am losing weight. I'm not the typical dieter in that I'm not really overweight, but I don't like the role that I have that I get over the wintertime, and so I want to get back. As I get a little older, I'm more conscious of the weight. And as Dr. Ken will tell you, he's never seen an obese 90-year-old. Not that I was obese, but I'm about 10 pounds too heavy. So Calitrin has done a good job of getting it off for me. You take four of these capsules at night before you go to bed. That's it. Let it do its work. You'll find out a whole lot more when you go to toploss.com. You'll get the information, you order the product, and when you use the extra special code DJV, for obvious reasons, DJV will get you a special 10% off, plus a free bottle when you buy three. So you get 10% off three bottles, and you get a fourth one free. That's a pretty darn good deal. Plus, you lose the weight, and you don't go crazy doing it. The benefits here, there's no chemical in this stuff. There's no caffeine. It's all the most positive way to lose the weight. Toploss.com for the special 10% off deal using the code DJV.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh, no. What have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on.
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
Remember the first time you sat in the car you're sitting in right now? Oh, you two were in love. You miss that feeling, don't you? Just go to Carfax.com now to search millions of used cars and fall in love all over again. Because only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And it's easy to see all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! You melted me! I melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what happens when you screw your customers. Well, Wells Fargo is a pretty good example. This is a horrible bank. Horrible isn't the right word for it. Sorry, in deference to some of the stations that may carry ads for Wells Fargo. They're the second largest bank in the country. And there are branches in Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio that will be lost. They're going to cut them loose. They say it's to cut costs, but it's because nobody's going to the bank anymore. They're going to see that. I think you're going to see this happening a lot. People have finally wised up to banks like this and what they're all about. So let's see here. There are 52 branches being taken over by a company called Flagstar Bank Corp, which is actually a savings and loan. So what does that mean for the people who have deposits in Wells Fargo that are in these areas? $2.3 billion, 490 employees going to work. I think they just changed the name on the front of the office. And when you get, if you're, all of these account informational pieces you get come from corporate. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see how that changes. 33 branches in Indiana, 14 in Michigan, and Wells Fargo's only branch in Ohio. But that's all a direct result of them screwing around with their customers. There's no other reason for it other than the big banks are a horror show to begin with. So I'm not feeling badly for Wells Fargo, frankly. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Chucker time, or also as we know around here, it's creepy time. Creepy time and chucker time. Two things, one pea in a pod. That's the theme from Nightmare on Elm Street. So we're going to get into Creepville here. Chucker, what's the reason for us hearing Nightmare on Elm Street's theme?
Robert Englund, who played Freddy Krueger in 8 movies, turned 71 years old today. He's a very talented actor. Really primarily pigeonholed and known for playing Freddy in 8 movies, mostly back in the 80s and 90s. But talented guy. I think he made, I know you're going to disagree, but 3 of those 8 films I think are classics. The original film from 84, Dream Warriors from 87, and Wes Craven's New Nightmare from 1990. I think those are all great movies in any genre. And he's a fantastic actor. And he makes a ton of money signing autographs at trade shows. His lines, literally, all throughout, the...
Something I've always aspired to being as creepy as Englund is in those movies. Yeah, that's a great aspiration. By the way, speaking of that, the trailer for the remake of Suspiria is creepy. I figured you'd seen this already.
I did not.
Did you watch the original Suspiria?
I'm not familiar with it. I am not.
Okay, I figured you... I would figure you would know all about it. I just saw this creepy, the description is Suspiria .. creepy as hell. So I figure it'd be right up your alley.
What am I typecast when I come on this program?
Yeah. And I see Jared Leto. Is that in your movie news? Is going to produce and star in a standalone movie version of the Joker from Suicide Squad?
Well, I thought he was. I got to be honest. I thought he was an absolutely awful Joker in Suicide Squad, and I have no interest in seeing him play that character again. So well played by Jack Nicholson and Tim Burton's Batman and Heath Ledger and Chris Nolan's The Dark Knight. I did not like Leto's interpretation at all.
All right, we'll get some other movie news from, as a matter of fact, Chucker has found Meghan Markle's lookalike. We'll hear that story right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. A recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that high school students who have poor grades are more likely to try risky health behaviors than students who get better grades.
This really confirms that health and academic achievement go hand in hand. Regardless of sex or race and ethnicity, grade level, students who reported lower grades experienced greater health risks, from nutrition and physical activity to substance use and sexual risk behaviors, and even violence and suicide-related behaviors.
Dr. Catherine Raspberry is a health scientist in the CDC's Division of Adolescent and School Health.
Students who reported receiving mostly D's and F's were 9 times more likely than students who received mostly A's to report that they had ever injected any illegal drugs.
Dr. Raspberry says the association between lower grades and riskier health behavior was apparent across a wide array of behaviors. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
I tease Chuck Curry, our movie man, all the time, but it's because I love him. I wouldn't change a bit.
No.
Chucker, I would not change one thing about you. I don't want you to ever be different than you are.
You tell my wife that.
Okay. You can't change it. You are as you are.
That's a story for another day.
I'm sure it is. All right, let's go. What do we have for movie news?
You give me your opinion on this. Warner Brothers is going to produce a prequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So these are the three actors on that short list to play the character of Wonka. Ryan Gosling, who is in La La Land. Donald Glover, who's Lando Calrissian in Solo, A Star Wars Story. And Ezra Miller, who played The Flash in the Justice League. I'm going to go with Ezra Miller. I think he's funny and quirky, but there's no Gene Wilder.
No. Why would you even bother to redo that? Wasn't Johnny Depp in it and that Tim Burton?
He was. I did not like him at all. It was just
like
too weird. I did think the
it's
movie
Tim
had
Burton
merit,
weird, but yeah.
Did you see pictures, by the way? Have you seen pictures of Johnny Depp lately? Man, he looks like walking death. Oh,
I don't know
God.
What the story with that is.
Oof.
He looks
always looks bad, but he looks really bad. Now you gotta wonder what's going on with him. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man here every day at this time on the DJV show. Speaking of times, 59 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.